Get it started.
I don't know if it'll start.
You know.
Oh, there she goes. Come on, babe. Yeah. We have a truck. We'll be driving through some of our segues.
That's an old radio axiom. You say.
I guess it is.
I could drive a truck through that segue. Yeah. In other words, you're not on the ball.
13 minutes after 6 o'clock, but we are on the ball, aren't we?
I'm absolutely stunned. And I noticed last night it wasn't. I didn't stay tuned, you know, for the whole Miss Teen thing. I just saw the end of it. I don't know who the host was, and I don't think it was Carson Daly, but Miss America has sunk to an all-time low. So Donnie and Marie Osmond had hosted it for the past 2 years, the Miss America show.
Hmm?
Tony Danza is going to host Miss America. He's the Burt Parks of Miss America.
Okay.
Can't say, okay, I don't care who you are and what kind of a goth chick you are, you still watch and you still want to be Miss America. Every girl wants to be Miss America. And that, but I wouldn't want to be if Tony Danza gave me the crown. I would say, I'm sorry.
Like Tony, so what?
Nobody likes Tony.
Nobody likes Tony.
You don't tell me you like Tony.
Well, who do you want? What do you want, Russell Crowe to host it?
George Clooney.
What do you want? You want George Clooney?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well then.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Kind of what it boils down to is you want who you like.
No.
If it's not who you like, then
we could ask any woman who's listening right now to phone us. You tell me, do you want Tony Danza to host the pageant?
I take Bob Barker before I take Tony Danza.
Right, see, there you go. What is it about Tony? He's such a smarmy, you think you're going to get some on you.
He's an idiot.
There you go.
An absolute idiot.
Why? What did Tony do?
Last time I was in Vegas, I saw billboards all over for Tony Danza, and I'm like, what does he do?
Yeah, what does he do?
Nothing.
Okay.
He does nothing.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, and you go ahead.
All right, there's one Tony fan. Let's see if we have another one.
Hello.
Mystery voice.
A little early. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Tony Danza. He's a good-looking goof.
Oh! Okay, I was just going to say something that would have gotten me fired.
You have a guy for the mystery voice here.
Yeah, hang on a second.
I'm waiting. That's fine.
Hang on. Good morning.
Tony Danza, is she insane?
What?
Good-looking? My God.
I know.
He looks like he's been run over about 300 times.
I know, it's awful.
And
okay.
He's a complete idiot.
Well, see, now that's the difference. I don't think that men understand what appeals to women, and when a guy is an idiot, you can be gorgeous, and that will take you right down to pro magnon. I mean, it's just terrible. Hi.
Hi. Where's you the mystery voice?
Yes, I can, sir. Your name is what?
Bill Langley.
Hang on, Langley. Wait.
Hang on, Bill.
Langley came in second. This guy.
Well, Langley, you're the guy.
All right, Langley.
Okay, Langley, listen carefully. Here is the mystery voice. I'm paying $102.50. Listen. Oh, son of a.
Yes.
Excuse me just a second. I got a truck running through here. Hang on a second, Langley.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I had to jump back out of the way.
Okie doke.
Here's the mystery voice.
Okay, I have to go to the bathroom, so can we hurry up here?
Yeah.
Well, he's in your employ. Do you think that Mr. Myers in
That's
business
not
at the present time is more important than this committee hearing?
Who is it?
You've changed the mystery voice.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you changed the voice.
You damn right I did. You want the other voice?
I would love the other voice.
All right, let's try the other voice, see what we got here.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know how bad my voice sounds. Well, it feels just as bad.
How about Paul Harvey?
No, it's not Paul Harvey.
No.
So it's either Eugene McCarthy or Paul Harvey. Okay, that's just crazy. Something is very wrong.
I'm telling you, right there.
You'd be tuning in if that were Paul Harvey.
Jesus, good day. Jiminy Christmas. Okay, now we're going to have to take a break and do news. So don't call here for all this other business unless... Were you calling for the mystery voice?
Yes, I was.
Oh, sorry, honey. We're not going to do that right now.
Okay.
We're going to hang on to it for a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning. I know who it is.
I know you do, but you're going to have to call back because I have to run down the hall. We'll be back and have news.
Was that Casper?
Could have been.
Hey, look, it's 6:33. What's this?
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
Oh, don't do it.
Now, Paul Harvey news.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
That is not...
You know how bad my voice sounds. Well, it feels just as bad.
Okay, that's not even...
No, the mystery voice wasn't Paul, actually. Somebody else. Here's a gentleman. See if you can identify his voice. He is a garment, and he has a special announcement.
Coming soon, an announcement so big, only one voice can make it.
I'm Mr. Ty with a special announcement coming September 7th.
A special announcement September 7th from the Talking Ty on the one radio station in Seattle that's confusing the hell out of you and couldn't care less.
Meanwhile, back
at the station.
It's time now for the Melody Ranch quiz wheel.
Yeah. Well, I know it's exhausting, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what.
And we welcome you to the show.
Let's go with Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn Lodeen.
How you doing?
Very well, Glenn. You're a mechanic?
Pardon?
Okay. We have the Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel 2001 Deluxe. If we don't think we know the answer, then we'll take the 50 and walk. Otherwise, we'll put our heads together and see if we can't nail this thing.
Glenn.
Yes, sir.
My mechanic friend.
Yes.
One of Mick Jagger's first conjugal conquests.
Conquests?
One of Mick Jagger's first conjugal conquests was the woman who made a hit out of a Rolling Stones record before the Stones did.
Yeah.
Her name was Marianne Faithfull. She only had a career because she was favoring Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne Faithfull.
Have you seen her lately?
Once with peach-fresh skin, full of pouty lips, now ravaged by decades of cigarette and whiskey and too many men. She's been married about three or four times.
And a little, few too many of those drugs.
Well, there was a day for Marianne. You know, we went through, that was a category the other day. Who'd you have, you know, what famous celebrity do you have a crush on, you know, when you were a kid? You can write me down for Marianne Faithfull. Just over one album cover.
Oh.
But
the song is As Tears Go By.
But I haven't asked the question yet.
Well, that's what you said. What was the song that you did ask the question?
The question is...
Now look at him change the question.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Come on, Maynard, we know the answer.
What was that Rolling Stones record that Marianne made a hit out of before the Rolling Stones did? Mick gave her the record, and she went into the studio and somehow made a hit out of it. What was it, Glenn?
Robin, can you help me out?
Well, I've been saying it. It's As Tears Go By. I've been telling you that.
All right, I'll go with it.
Oh, well, you know, don't go with me.
A little slow today, Glenn.
A little bit.
There's full pouty, little fresh freckled face, Marianne.
All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground.
She stunk. Hang tight.
As tears go by.
I sit and watch the children play.
And here was the first disc jockey to play that record. Yes, sir, you're up.
You know how bad my voice sounds. Well, it feels just as bad.
Good intro.
If I may just intrude for a moment, it's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying.
I'm going to go to the phone just to get this over with. Good morning.
Yes.
What is your full name? What is your full name, please?
My name's Tom Kelly.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
It's like talking to Jack Webb.
Oh, I just get sick of prize pigs, honey. All right. So, Tom, who do you think it is?
I think it's Babe Ruth.
Ah, do you? Thank you. Good lordy.
Good boy.
Yeah. Honest to Pete.
And I was coming over Chinook Pass, coming to work, and your radio station comes in perfect on Chinook Pass.
It does?
Yes.
Can't get it in West Seattle, but Chinook Pass is A-okay, huh?
Yeah, I'm at Whistling Jack's now, and because there's cell phones don't work, so I couldn't call.
You're kidding. You're up at Whistling Jack's?
Yeah, I'm at a payphone.
Hang on. We'll be right over.
Yeah.
Hang on the line. That pullover was worth $102.50 to our fine friend.